Free Talk Live. It's your show, and you can take control of the airwaves toll-free at 1-800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line as we launch into hour number one of the live Saturday edition. It's Ian here with you.
And Mark.
And you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. All the features on the site for free, so enjoy those on us. Again, freetalklive.com. We go right into the phone calls. Show about your calls. Let's talk to TSA George on the amplifier line, calling from Australia this time. Hello.
G'day, mate.
G'day, sir.
Yeah, I just finished week one of my trip here and about to start week two heading off to Adelaide. And I got to tell you right there, it's been a long trip. Not even before I left the country, I met this hot chick at California in San Fran. Connected thing, we had both had 11-hour layovers. We were both going to Australia.
Wow.
And so we were both staying at the same hotel, next door neighbors. And we were,
amazing.
We were about to, yeah, get this, though. The next, it's like we were about to go to the airport, had the same time flights heading out there. And when I called her up, it turns out she was in the shower, and when I called, when she turned to get the phone, she slipped and broke her wrist.
Oh my goodness.
Yeah, can you imagine just that kind of luck, my luck and hers.
Oh, right, man. So that prevented her from...
I didn't know that, and I thought she was like probably getting breakfast or something, or I'd get back, pushing the cart and knock on the hotel room. The manager opens the door, and there she is, lying on the bed with her broken wrist.
Man.
And I'm like, damn, yeah.
So, she didn't make the trip then?
Not that day. She probably, given the injury, she probably got a cast, and then the next day caught her flight. And then now, when I get to Australia, I got... Luckily for me, no secondary screening by the customs. Even though all my coworkers said I was gonna get get the full treatment. I just luckily brought my government badge and they just waved me on through.
So wait, Australian customs waved you through?
Yeah.
Because you had a U.S. government badge.
Well, they had weighed other things too. I mean, it wasn't because of that, but I'm not sure. I just had it out,
I see.
So I'm thinking that might have helped, you know.
Cool. So if you could go to like a police supply shop and buy yourself one of those badges, because anybody can go and buy a badge for themselves, then...
Well, in my case, it was an government identity identifying card,
right.
You know?
I gotcha.
Yeah. So anyway, then it's like I spend some time sitting there, get those pictures taken and all that stuff. It's expensive, by the way. Even though the dollar's still stronger, our dollar's still stronger than theirs, it's expensive. It's like $2.
It used to be a lot stronger. It used to be a lot stronger.
Yeah, I know. It's sad right there. The politics with the locals.
So you've been there a week. Have you had a chance to have any Vegemite yet?
I saw it right there, and I sniffed it, and then I was like, nah, Gardner was totally right about that. So anyway, I get on the, then a few days later, I get on the plane to Cannes. Get this, they let you bring your drinks on board, you know. They don't take away the liquids on domestic flights.
Hmm. Oh, interesting. Wait, any liquids you can bring on, board?
Just, well, naturally not the flammable ones, you know.
Right.
But yeah. And stuff. But
so wait, you're telling me there's not a rash of hijackings and plane bombings in Australia as a result?
No, but here's where Australian airport security gets more retarded than American airport security.
Really?
I brought a little rubber snake thing to do a snakes on the plane bit, you know?
Oh, God.
Anyway, now American airport security, they don't care about that. They can see it's a rubber snake. They don't care.
Mm-hmm.
Here, they took it away. They thought it was going to cause panic.
Oh, jeez.
Yeah, can you believe that?
Well, you were intending to cause panic, weren't you?
No. I just want to picture
groans.
When I first took it on, everyone was looking at first got a little startled, but then like not even a second later, they were laughing.
Oh,
snakes on the plane thing, and several passengers borrowed it, and flight attendants were taking pictures.
That's
funny. Me and other passengers with the snake.
You're gonna have to put that picture up on the BBS so people can see it.
It's on my MySpace right now. Mark can go on right on there, and I did. And
I don't know how to get there. Most of our listeners don't either, so you have to put it on the BBS. But George, any other trip highlights so far?
Oh, yeah, I did a Great Barrier Reef tour. It was awesome right there, though. I'd take seasickness pills if I was you right there. That boat was rocking on the way out there.
Uh-huh.
And then yesterday I took the sky rail thing, you know, those car thingies that hang by the cable.
Yeah.
And it goes over to the mountain. damn, that was high. It's like 4,000 or 5,000 feet right there at least. And you're going up over the jungle. It's like, and this is miles, like 5, 10 miles of this stuff.
Very cool. So I've always kind of had an interest in going out to see New Zealand, specifically New Zealand, but also Australia. I'm sure they're both very, very beautiful places.
Yeah, I got to hold a koala bear in the zoo in this village in the mountains that I took this thing. It was awesome.
And are you by yourself, or do you have, like, some friends that you're going with?
No, I'm traveling solo at the moment here. None of my friends can afford to go. Right there. And even if they could, none of them would want to go that far in coach. And in my case, I want business class because I saved my miles up for 4 years.
There you go. Traveling with TSA George, man. We'll let you go. Have a good rest of your trip, all right?
All right.
Thanks, dude. 800-259-9231. Kind of cool to hear some of the neat things you can do in other countries that you just can't do around here. Koala bears? Not an option. 1-800-259-9231. On the way here, we can talk about all kinds of different things, whatever's on your mind, of course. But specifically, there's a very disturbing story coming out of Los Angeles, and we'll get to that. But first, your calls. Let's talk to Satus in Kentucky. You're on Free Talk Live. Satus.
Hello.
Hey, what's on your mind?
I belong to a subculture that gets a bad rap.
Okay.
And it's called furries.
Really?
Huh?
Yes. People think that all we do is look for sex and stuff, but we actually go to conventions, dress up as animals and stuff like that.
Okay. Now, let's see if we can explain this for people that are listening, perhaps on the radio, on the internet, that have never heard of this phenomenon before. How would you describe what a furry is?
A furry is someone who digs anthropomorphics, a form of art where you give human characteristics to a non-human thing.
The perfect example of an anthropomorphic animal would be like a Disney character, like...
probably more human-like than that. But
no, I don't know about that, because most Disney characters have human-like expressions and that sort of thing, even though they're obviously animals and they couldn't express themselves in that way normally. Would you agree or disagree? Which one of our definitions would you say is more fitting?
See, both of you are correct. Being able to express yourself...
Hello? Satus? Oh, that's unfortunate, because we've never had a furry call this show before. Satus can call back. Normally you only get one call per night, but if something awful like that happens in the middle of your call, obviously you can dial back in. 1-800-259-9231. What, you didn't want to hear about this, Mark? It's fascinating.
People want to know what a furry is and that kind of thing.
Well, I don't know if people tuned in tonight thinking they wanted to find out what a furry was, but
you can believe when that guy called that they wanted to know.
Right, once you find out about these furry folk, it's very interesting. Now there are definitely some furries that are into the furry sex thing, which involves all sorts of things, but the basic concept is you get dressed up like an anthropomorphic animal. In some cases, these people put on full, what they call fursuits.
Mm-hmm.
So, like, if you're at a baseball game, there's the mascot out there waving with the kids.
Yeah.
That's a fursuit, basically. And they have all kinds of different ones, you know, everything from foxes to tigers to dogs, you name it. There's probably a fursuit for it. And
oh, I'm sure there is.
So they get the fursuits on, and then they, they do their thing.
They know how to
bring
party
him back.
Down.
He's back. It's Satus back from Kentucky. Now, you were just in the middle of explaining anthropomorphized animals, humans, what it is all about.
Yes. You have human expressions. You can relate. You can talk like a human. You have human physical features like thumbs. The animals do.
Mm-hmm.
And... I actually am getting the fursuit myself, I heard you talking about.
So are you new into the furry thing?
No, I'm actually what's called a veteran furry. I've been in it for 5 or 6 years, ever since I was like 12.
What? So how does one get veteran status? Do they have a ceremony where people in little fursuits give out veteran status to you?
Yes.
Now, he's not laughing because he's making fun. He's just trying to understand. It does, yeah, you do understand that it does seem kind of silly, but if people are into this, and there's a lot of people that are into it, it's something worth talking about.
It is.
It's an interesting subculture, and Satus, if you can hang on, I want to bring you back and discuss this further. In fact, if you've got a question for Satus, if you've ever had a question for a furry, here he is. One of them, 800-259-9231. This is Free Talk Live. Are political uncertainties and a world spinning out of control keeping you from getting the restful sleep your body desperately needs? Researchers now know that insufficient sleep can lead to dangerous health problems, including immune system impairment. But before you reach for addictive pills, listen to this exciting news about a breakthrough in safe and restful sleep. A new product that generates deep sleep is now available and is remarkably simple to use. Just pop the sleep generator in your CD player and hit play. That's it. The new program uses sleep-inducing sounds called binaural beats. These scientifically engineered audio frequencies interact with the human brain in such a way that it almost forces quick, safe, and non-addictive sleep. It's just that simple. Created in a special sound lab in Lima, Peru, it seems to generate restful sleep when nothing else will. So if you're really having trouble falling asleep, go to HighSpeedSleep.com or call 877-327-0365. Remember, for deep, restful sleep, it's HighSpeedSleep.com. That's HighSpeedSleep.com.
On the average, Americans work between 45 to 50 years, hoping to build up enough wealth to retire and live out their golden years. Unfortunately, with taxation, the rising cost of food, energy, housing, and medical, many retirees are forced to live below the poverty line. Is this a flaw of free enterprise, or is our monetary unit we call the Federal Reserve Note forcing us into perpetual debt, ensuring inflation and higher taxes? These questions and more can be answered by reading G. Edward Griffin's book, The Creature from Jekyll Island. Congressman Ron Paul states, "It's what every American needs to know about central bank power. A gripping adventure into the secret world of international banking cartel." Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I will give a silver dollar from the early 1900s to anyone who purchases this book. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order a copy today. It's critical that the public be made aware of the system. Call and order your copy today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Hi, Ken. It's Judy again. I just wanted to call you back and let you know how thankful Mike and I are for your working with us. You know the Sun Oven we ordered from you on KenSolar.com? It cooks all of our food and then some. Plus, we just sold the old gas barbecue. Also, the solar-powered generator reduced our electric bill just like you said it would, and it's powering my whole studio right now. We don't have to worry about our food going bad or surviving the outages anymore, either of which is huge. Well, Ken, I'll cut this one short for now, and thanks again. Go, Ken Solar.
Get the best of both worlds. Solar power for your household essentials and a backup generator all in one. Perfect for hurricane seasons. No long gas lines, no fumes, and no noise. Lower your electric bill and be prepared year-round. Complete solar kits for under $1,200. See the complete solar power generator kit at KenSolar.com. Order your solar power generator from Ken's website at KenSolar.com.
Hemp, the superfood for you and your family. Hemp has nutritional values that far exceed any known plant. Hemp, used for food, clothing, and shelter since time began. Hemp, this God-given food source is controlled by your government, making it not legal to grow for American people and farmers, but legal to import. Our founding fathers grew hemp because they knew of the benefits it offered. The protein powder, seeds, and oil are available through hempusa.org. Recommended daily intake of this food source will allow the body to heal itself from many ailments. Loaded with potassium, magnesium, calcium, essential fatty acids, amino acids, and nutrients not available in other plants. Hemp can be stored with a long shelf life as a life-sustaining food source for you and your family. Could this be the government's best-kept secret? Call today at 908-691-2608 and see what the powder, seeds, and oil can do for you. Learn. Help. Shop at hempusa.org. We do not charge for shipping. That's 908-691-2608 or go to hempusa.org today.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and get interactive at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. It is your show, the live Saturday edition. Bring up whatever's on your mind. Toll free at 1-800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll free line. It's Ian here with you.
And Mark.
And you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. All the features there for free, including updates. Get signed up. We will keep you in the loop. Whenever there's something fresh to announce about the show, you'll know first if you're on the updates list at updates.freetalklive.com. That's updates.freetalklive.com. And Free Talk Live is brought to you by the Free State Project. It's your only choice for more personal freedom and smaller, less intrusive government. To learn more about joining the Second American Revolution, go to freestateproject.org. That's freestateproject.org. freetalklive.org. So again, this is the show about anything. It doesn't matter if it's an issue or something of a personal basis, or in this case, a sexual preference that we are actually taking a look at. And it's not just a sexual preference, and I think that's something that that Satis is going to try to make very clear to us, because a lot of people, they hear about furries, and they hear that it is definitely tied, that there are certain certain furries that are very sexual, sexualized, and into that sort of fetish, I suppose. But basically, what we're talking about here are people that are really, really into the concept of anthropomorphized animals, and that is animals that have human characteristics, whether it be that they look human, like they have a thumb on their paws, that sort of thing, or just sort of expressive human-like faces. It could be drawn, it could be artwork, it could be like a physical costume. There's all kinds of different ways that that the furries, as they call themselves, express their appreciation for the anthropomorphized animal. And so we actually have a self-professed furry on the line with us, one who claims to be a veteran furry. His name's Satis, and he's on the line from Kentucky. Now, Satis, you said that you got into this when you were 12 years old. You said it's been about 6 years, so that puts you at approximately, what, 18?
Yes, sir.
Okay, and so now, is this a sexual thing for you at all? Is there a sexual factor for you?
There is, yiffy, but, you know, I'm in it for the lulz. I'm in it for the fun.
Okay, what is the fun, what exactly about being a furry is fun for you?
You know, it's just good to put smiles on people's faces walking around with a tail in the flea market.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, you just don't get that satisfaction. You know, being a social deviant, it really helps out your personality, and it really helps, you know, build your character.
Now, wait a minute. Okay. I don't know. You just called yourself a social deviant?
Yes.
How is it? I don't understand. When you say that, isn't that a bit self-deprecating?
A little, but you got to admit, it's not the norm.
It certainly isn't the norm, but I don't know. Is the term deviant, I don't have the definition
deviating
in front of me. Right, I guess deviant does mean to deviate from the norm, but it also, I feel, has a negative connotation, the term deviant.
Deviating from the norm is often considered negative.
Okay, so that's the definition. So, but you don't see it as a negative thing, right?
No.
So
I actually see it quite positive, because you get to meet new people, you get to go have fun at conventions and stuff, which I'm going to MSF next week. So
What is this convention you're talking? MSF? What is that?
Midwest Fur Fest. It's in Chicago.
Oh, they actually have several of these, and they've been growing in popularity, I think, especially since they actually had them before the advent of the Internet, as I understand it. I've done a little bit of research, as you might be able to tell.
Apparently.
Yeah.
But they had these conventions prior to the Internet, but obviously since the Internet, that has obviously brought more of the furries together and then spurred more conventions across the country and apparently around the world. What are some of the things that go on at a furry convention?
Basically, anything they can relate to furry, game shows, games, music, art, role play, anything. They'll put furry in it, and they'll put it in a convention.
And these are they're not adult only conventions, so it's not like it's a furry porn convention or anything like that, right?
No, there's they're actually admitting children 6 and under for free at MFF Midwest Fur Fest, but they have to wear a underage badge. Anyone underage has to wear an underage badge, and they are barred off from any yiffy or pornography sections.
Okay, can you describe what yiffy is without being, you need to be radio friendly, obviously, but what is yiffy?
It is pornographic images depicting anthropomorphic creatures.
Usually cartoons, is that what we're talking about here? Okay.
Huh. Okay. Now, here's what I've always been curious about, right? See, I've found this furry subculture fascinating, and I think it's interesting that you're a newer listener to the show. I know you've recently registered on the Free Talk Live BBS,
yep.
And I'm sure that people will be able to go there and converse with you and ask you questions, but this is something I've always been fascinated with. How do you feel like, you said you got into it as a relatively young person. Do you feel like the reason why you have an interest, if you will. I don't want to call it an obsession, but a serious interest in anthropomorphized animals. Is it because you watched a lot of Disney films as a kid? I mean, what is it that you feel brought you down this path?
Perhaps I did watch a lot of cartoons as a kid.
Mm-hmm.
Probably explains my spontaneous personality today and my direction towards furry.
Can you, as a furry, have a relationship with a non-furry?
I have before. Me being gay, I usually try to go for other furries because it's really hard to find a straight furry in the fandom.
That's what was my next question was going to be, is how many straight furries are there? Is it mostly a gay male thing? What is the demographics of the furries?
At the meets, I counted more gay males than females, and only one or two straight male in or female.
Interesting. Hmm. Wow.
So it's a lot of gay females, too?
Mostly bisexual if they are female.
So
that I've noticed.
Now, my question on this is, you brought up the gay thing, and I was going to kind of go that direction with it, is were you born a furry, or did you choose to be a furry?
Some people argue this. They'll say, you were born to love anthropomorphic. I say, no, it's a choice.
Absolutely.
I mean, no one just wakes up one day and says, hey, I think I like anthropomorphic creatures.
Right. I'm not sure. I agree. I don't know. I mean,
be born loving anthropomorphized animals. You don't know what they are, but people can be born being gay.
You don't even know what males and females are when you're born. You don't know anything. So
yeah.
you have a preference, for whatever reason one has that
right.
preference. Couldn't one make the same arguments then if you're saying that it's a choice to be anthropomorphically or
inclined?
Inclined. Isn't it a choice then to like males?
No.
No.
Hey, let him answer.
Go ahead.
No.
Okay, now why is that? What is the difference between your preference for people in fuzzy suits?
One is biological and one is clearly cultural.
People with penises. What's the difference in those preferences?
Well, one is ingrained in your DNA, in your brain. It's instinctual. The other one is socially.
Absolutely. Biological versus culturally inculcated.
These are names for preferences, and I'm not sure that, I mean, can't you just say that then it's a social thing for a guy to like?
Oh,
guys?
Can I say something up?
You know what? You might be able to. In fact, we've got at least one call who wants to talk to you. Calls are all over the board. We will get to everybody. We're going to bring back Sadus in Kentucky. He is a self-professed veteran furry. If you've ever wanted to know anything about furries, there's one on the phone right now. 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. This is Free Talk Live.
Let Sears keep you warm this winter with a new Carrier or Kenmore heating system from a name you can trust. With unbeatable pricing, year-round maintenance and repair, plus our satisfaction guarantee, it's time you call Sears at 1-800-241-0746 for a free in-home consultation. Ask about our special financing terms. A new, more efficient system can keep your family comfortable year-round and may help you save money on high energy costs. You can count on Sears for the quality materials and installation you have come to expect for over 100 years. Call now for your free in-home consultation. Offer ends 12-107. Subject to applicant creditworthiness. Installation provided by Sears Authorized Licensed Contractors. Licensee information available upon request. Energy efficiency may vary depending upon your home and climate. Call now for your new heating system from Sears and ask about our special financing terms. Call 1-800-241-0746. That's 1-800-241-0746. Sears, where it begins.
Are you fed up with all the side effects of chemicals in your shampoos and detergents? Even fragrances can signal some 4,000 separate ingredients, most of which are synthetic. Hi folks, Alex Jones here. Why not go back to basics and be safe with Calvin Pure Soaps? They're all natural and you'll save some 85% the money you're spending for your cleaning products now. Marty Schachter founded Calvin Soap Company in 1947 and provided products for health institutions. Now, Calvin Soaps are available to you and me. Triple concentrated for all your cleaning needs, from bathing and laundry to dishes, hair, and more. No harsh chemicals, no animal testing. I use them and love them, knowing they're all all natural and safe, and I save big time. Call Calvin Pure Soap at 1-800-340-7091. That's 1-800-340-7091. Or log on to 5starsoap.com now for a free catalog. Again, that number, 1-800-340-7091 or 5starsoap.com for all your cleaning needs.
We at The Bible Says want to alert the world to the topic of the Mark of the Beast. Soon it will be upon us as an overwhelming surprise. The world is pressing toward a forced one-world religion. The real issue behind this is the union of church and state, nullifying our First Amendment. Americans will have to give up their peculiar beliefs and accept what the new world religious leaders prescribe. In 2005, President Bush signed the Real ID Act, which goes into effect May 11, 2008. Many people believe that this will be the mark of the beast because of the restrictive measures included, which seems to parallel the no buying and selling of Revelations 13:17. In Revelations 14:9, speaking of the mark of the beast, it says, "If any man worship the beast, take notice." It says, "Worship the beast." This issue is about worship, not economics. For a better understanding of this very important topic and to receive your three free books and a free DVD, call 1-888-211-1715. That's 1-888-211-1715.
Oh, what a beautiful day for the beach. Look, up there in the sky, it's Non-X Man. He's in a dive.
He must have found some ugly toenails on the beach.
Let's go look.
I'm Non-X Man, and your toenails need Non-X Nail Gel. Stop hiding them in the sand. Take them out. Let's see.
Ooh. Oh, I'm so embarrassed.
Don't worry. Now there's Non-X Nail Gel. Use it on your toenails regularly, and they'll look fantastic when you're barefoot.
Oh, I will, Non-X Man.
Well, I'm off to find more ugly toenails. Don't let Non-X Man find you with unsightly toenails. Buy diabetic-friendly, money-back guaranteed Non-X Nail Gel. It's in the foot care aisle at Supercenters, Walgreens, CVS, Longs, Meijer, Giant Eagle, Car Drug, Snyder's, Duane Reade, Bilo, and Rite Aid.
You're listening to GCN, the Genesis Communications Radio Network.
Talk Live, it's your show. You bring up whatever's on your mind toll free. It is, by the way, the live Saturday edition of the program, and it's Ian here with you.
And Mark.
800-259-9231. You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. All the features on the site for free, so enjoy those on us. And the features, by the way, include the wiki with over 1,450 pages. All kinds of stuff there. It's the listener-editable version of our website, so you can go and change it to your heart's content. Head over to wiki.freetalklive.com and get interactive. wiki.freetalklive.com.
The new Zero Blaster shoots smoke rings 12 feet with a blue LED light to light them up. You can get a Zero Blaster, a Mega Blaster, or a Mini Blaster. Get your blaster at ZeroToys.com. That's ZeroToys.com.
You were just doing a little demonstrating here in the studio for the webcam.
If you go to cam.freetalklive.com, next break I'll shoot some rings at
the camera, just for fun. It is a cool little thing. Yeah. I have yet to actually pull the trigger myself, so maybe I'll shoot a ring.
It makes a fun little noise, too.
Yeah, it does. I don't know if that's going to work. But anyway, 800-259-9231. You can, of course, again, join us at freetalklive.com as we go back to the phones and to the phone. We've got a furry on the line, self-professed veteran furry, been into the anthropomorphized animal scene for approximately 6 years. His name's Sadus. He's on the line in Kentucky. Now, Sadus, you were telling us about furries and what they're all about. It's an interesting subculture that more people have become aware of within the last, 7 years or so since the internet's really come into its own. And essentially, it's a group of adults and children to a lesser extent, but mostly adults who apparently are of a gay persuasion or bisexual, that are interested in, and it's not just a sexual thing, but a lot of people definitely are interested in the sexual side of it. It's people that are really, their hobby is basically anthropomorphized animals, to put it that way. Instead of calling it an obsession, as I did before, perhaps, maybe their hobby, their thing is to have artwork, of anthropomorphized animals that take on human-like characteristics, not just artwork, but also, I'm sure, some level of animation, also suits, what they call fur suits, and not just full-on suits, but also you could go sort of lightweight and just have a tail, maybe some cat ears or something like that. Am I accurate so far?
I've got commissioned a half suit to be made, which is just head, a big cartoony mascot head, paws, front paws and hind paws, and a tail.
Hmm. Now, you said you commissioned it to be made. Now, there are people within the world of the furry that actually do this for money, right?
Yes. There's actually a lot of money to be made. I actually do commissions sometimes on my Fur Affinity account, which I draw some art, and I will sell to you or trade it.
So people will give you sort of their specifications, what they want to see, and then you'll draw that, basically.
Yeah.
Interesting. We've got people that, as you might imagine, have questions for you. So we're going to go right into the phone call, starting with Mark in Indianapolis, listening on WXNT. Hello, Mark. You're on with Satis, the furry.
Yeah, you guys, I'm afraid I'm not too impressed with this furry thing. This might have been a good week for some dumb sports crap to come and bump you guys off the air. Are you going to another subject soon?
Well, this is Free Talk Live, so you can bring up whatever's on your mind. And did you have a question for the furry?
I want to hear some conspiracy theories.
Well, we don't talk about conspiracy theories on this show, but if you want to talk about a conspiracy theory, you certainly can. Look, Mark, if you don't have a question for the furry, we'll put you on hold, we'll bring you back, and then you can talk about what you want. In the meantime, we're going to exhaust our calls for the furry. Let's talk to Bob in Florida. Bob, you're on Free Talk Live with Satis, the furry.
Hello, Bob. Hello, Ian. How are you?
Hey, good. You're on with Satis.
I have a question. Where in the world of furries do people who dress up their dogs and cats in, like, human clothes, like little raincoats?
That's awesome.
Or maybe, like, at Halloween, a Halloween contest costume on their pets, and then walk them around the neighborhood. Where do those people fit into the furry world?
I have not actually come across that. I don't believe that is part of it.
Isn't it sort of the reverse, though? I mean, like, if furries are humans that are interested in anthropomorphized animals, what are humans that are interested in making their animals look more human-like? Is there a difference there?
I guess so.
What would happen if at one of these furry conventions, 20 people walk through with their dogs dressed up as, I don't know, circus clowns?
Awesome.
I mean, would they be accepted, or would they be shunned?
Imagine it's a hotel. I don't think they'd be allowed in.
Wait a minute. It's a hotel. Anybody be allowed in unless you guys rented the whole place.
At these hotels, do they have any problems with furries not using the restrooms like they're supposed to?
I have never come across that.
Do you call people that are made uncomfortable by this whole sexualized, anthropomorphized animal thing, do you call them furriophobes?
We call them... No, we don't actually have a word for them, but we should start doing that. We should call them furphobes.
You know, I don't feel like the furries are a hateful group, Bob, in Florida, who is, by the way, my mentor, Bob Garrett.
Oh, awesome.
And I don't think that they're a hateful group, are they? I mean, they're pretty accepting kind of a group, aren't they, Satis?
Yeah, we're one of the most accepting groups in the world. If we weren't, then we would be hypocrites.
But a lot of people are they have a lot of animosity towards the furries. Why do you think that is?
I guess because it's different. People fear what they don't understand.
Yeah, I think you're right about that, Bob.
Do you guys like get off on that fear then? I mean, is that kind of why you do that? Because you mentioned social deviance earlier. It kind of gives you guys a little excitement and thrill to know that people think that you guys are extremely strange and wrong.
How is it strange and wrong?
I'm not saying it is. I'm saying that the general public, I'm not making that assumption.
Yeah.
I'm saying that you can assume that most people think that it's a little bit weird and kooky. You know what I mean?
Yeah, but...
And you mentioned social deviance, and I just was wondering, I mean, I think that's kind of... Isn't that kind of it? Like, this is just... It's better than getting a neck tattoo?
Well,
sounds a little stumped on that one. Satis?
Yeah?
Go ahead with your point. I'm sorry, I interrupted you. Go ahead.
I guess it is a good way to get a kick out of something. You know, you got to live life to the fullest. And, you know, being different, you know, it sets us apart. It defines us.
Are you a furry for the sake of being different? Are you a furry for the sake of causing controversy? Or were you a furry because you really liked anthropomorphized animals? Or is it all of the above?
I would say two of them. I like the anthropomorphic animals and to be different.
So do you like to get a reaction? Is it there's something about being different?
I like reactions, but there's just something about being different, too.
Okay. It's sort of in line with when I was in high school, I used to wear a pentagram around my neck, and it was just to get a reaction, just plain and simple. I didn't believe in Satanism or anything like that. I was an atheist, but a lot of other people were very frightened by it, and, you know, like I would have conversations, and they would just stare at the pentagram, for instance.
Ian.
Yes, Bob.
Did you ever wear that pentagram to work?
I don't recall.
That job you had before I met you?
Yeah, I no, certainly not to Kmart or anything like that. No.
Hey, listen, the show is great. Thanks for having me on, man.
Thanks, Bob. Good hearing from you, man. Thanks, 800-259-9231. Bob Garrett, my radio mentor.
You should have had him say, you're listening to Free Talk Live just for old
Learn the ropes from that man. So, all right, Satus, we're about done here. We're going to Josh in Kentucky, though, first. Josh, you're on with Satus. Josh, in Kentucky, going once. Josh.
Yeah, can you hear me?
Hello, you're on with Satus, the furry.
Okay, first off, it's Satus with an F. No, F for furry.
Okay, well, sorry, it was spelled Satus, and he never corrected me, so, okay, Satus.
Okay, all right, secondly, I'm a real-life friend of Satus, and we've recently met. Like, we were friends before we met, and we were hanging out last night, and I got to see his tail, and his tail is very, very cute. I just wanted to say that. And,
dear God, take your word for it.
What happened to the show?
I don't know, but thank you for the call, guys. We appreciate it. 800-259-9231. All right, everybody's calls. They're getting on the air. Be patient. We will get to you, whether you're Fred or Jeremy or Fenris or Mark or whoever's on the line. Your call's on the way. This is Free Talk Live. Anything goes.
Are you comfortable every night in your bed? Do you look forward to another night of blissful slumber? Since I've been sleeping on my mattress from SavvyRest, I've had some of the best sleep of my life. My shoulders and ribs don't ache in the morning like they did from my old mattress, and my wife loves it too. SavvyRest mattresses are made of natural latex rubber, organic wool, and organic cotton, and they feel amazing. You sleep a third of your life, and you feel the results all day. The right mattress makes the difference. Go to SavvyRest.com and buy a latex mattress today. SavvyRest.com, for the sleep you've been dreaming of.
You cannot truly appreciate the beauty of a Silver Liberty dollar until you hold one in your hand. The way it catches the light, the heft of an ounce of silver, and the profile of Lady Liberty as she ponders a future bright with hope. That hope starts with the Liberty dollar. In just a few short years, over 20 million Liberty dollars are in circulation, with more than 100,000 people using the currency on a daily basis. Go to libertydollar.org. Stop being ripped off. Start using the Liberty dollar and return America to value, $1 at a time. Call 888-LIB-DOLLAR and visit libertydollar.org.
Attention GCN listeners who suffer from excruciating joint pain. If you're interested in suppressed but amazingly effective traditional arthritis remedies, this will be the single most important message you'll ever hear. Recently, a scientist who specializes in ancient medicine has discovered a 3,000-year-old arthritis remedy that has been proven in studies not only to relieve joint pain and inflammation, but also to build damaged cartilage as well. And the amazing thing is just how fast it works. Now, because the rules governing nutritional supplements in this country, no health or healing claims can be made for this ancient remedy. However, it is still legal to own it. And right now, a small amount is available to my listeners. Keep in mind, shipments get filled on a first-come, first-served basis, so it's important that you take immediate action by going to 321relief.com. And the best part? My listeners pay absolutely nothing today. Simply go to 321relief.com or call 815-259-4552 for details.
How would you like to have a tool to use at home that you can use anytime that helps reduce back pain, sciatica, hip pain, and more? A tool that helps relieve the pain and doesn't just treat the symptoms. You need the Sacroegi Sacral Stabilizer. One satisfied user states, I don't believe in gadgets, but this is a miracle. Yes, that's right. Just relax 20 minutes daily or when needed to help correct a muscle imbalance that creates many of these symptoms. Gravity does the work with the Sacroegi under the sacrum and support under your neck. Help correct posture to help relieve the pain. Better balance equals fewer problems. You can even sit on the Sacro Wedgie at the computer or while traveling. This device has been helping people for the past 15 years, yet the cost is still just $29.95. Finally, something available that really relieves those stubborn aches and pains. Call 1-800-737-9295 for a free brochure or visit the website at sacrowedgie.com. sacrowedgy.com. That's sacrowedgy.com. Or call 1-800-737-9295 today.
It's a fact. Since the creation of the Federal Reserve in 1913, all banks in these United States create money out of thin air for every single loan they issue. With never-ending late fees, over-the-limit fees, and higher interest rates, it has become mathematically impossible to repay all debt, making all of us slaves to our creditors. The Federal Debt Relief System has created a successful attorney-backed program to legally eliminate credit card debt, personal loans, lines of credit, and other unsecured debts which have been fraudulently created by the banks. We can terminate your unsecured debt within 18 months with a much lower monthly payment, ending with nothing on your credit report. Join the thousands of Americans who now breathe with a sigh of relief because they have legally eliminated their debt. Instead of living each day in fear and frustration, it's time to take action and turn your life around. Call the Federal Debt Relief System at 877-943-8600. That's 877-943-8600. Or visit FDRS.org. Find out how you can break the cycle of debt slavery. Visit FDRS.org today.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. It's your show. You can bring up whatever's on your mind. The live Saturday edition toll-free number for you is 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. And it's Ian here with you.
And Mark.
And you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. All the features on the site for free. So enjoy those on us. And by the way, if you like the show and you want to help support Free Talk Live, then go shopping at Amazon.freetalklive.com. When you enter Amazon through that link, Free Talk Live gets a percentage of your purchase. It is that simple. You just start your shopping experience there. Amazon.freetalklive.com.
The Republican Liberty Caucus welcomes new members in the pursuit of individual rights, limited government, and free enterprise principles, all within the GOP. Visit rlc.org and click Join Us Today. We'll find liberty together. That's rlc.org.
1-800-259-9231. We had Fatus on the line, a furry, self-professed furry, someone who's really, really, really in to anthropomorphized animals, to the point where he might get, for instance, artwork all over the place in his room, for instance, or all over his computer, really into artwork, doing his own, buying other people's, going to conventions, getting dressed up in what they call fur suits. Now, there's also a sexual aspect to being a furry, and of course, you might imagine it's a little strange sounding, but these people have sexual encounters while dressed as anthropomorphized animals.
And most of them are gay.
And that's what he's telling us, yes. He's off the line, but we'll still take your calls on this and whatever's on your mind. Ladies first, Kathy in Indianapolis, listening on WXNT. Hey, Kathy.
Yes, hello.
Hey, what's on your
something
mind?
I've never heard of. It's fascinating to me. I don't relate at all to it, but it's just fascinating. And as I was listening, I was going through my mind, certain things were going through my mind, one of which is I've always thought animals were so cool. Most of them are cooler than people, and I think most people, especially those who own pets, like their pets better than people.
I don't know about that. I mean, there are certainly families that have pets, and I'm pretty sure they probably like their kids more than their pets. But my girlfriend and I, we don't have any kids, and I can't have kids because I've had a vasectomy. So we love our animals very much, and I can understand that.
I might have said that a little bit wrong. Perhaps I mean just as far as communication, as far as your best friend, somebody you can turn to. They don't judge.
Yeah.
If you're having a bad hair day,
they don't talk back.
Pardon?
They don't talk back.
Well, that too. They don't talk, and I think that's a big, huge part of it. Huge part of it. But I don't kind of get it. I'm still trying to wrap my mind around that.
It's fascinating, isn't it? It's certainly an interesting subculture that really, I mean, there are a surprising amount of these people.
I don't think it's not that hard to get. Like, you know, different people like different stuff. Some guys want to see their women dressed up like little Catholic schoolgirls.
Yeah.
Some of them want to see, you know, gals dressed up in patent leather, and some guys want to see their guys dressed up in little fur animal suits.
I don't know. There are certainly more disturbing sexual fetishes out there than the furry fetish.
Oh, yeah, sure.
I think so, too. I just, I wonder maybe some of those people perhaps aren't sexually into that aspect of it. Maybe they just love animals. I'm trying to figure all that out.
I think it's all of the above. I think that, obviously the conventions they're talking about, families are welcome, kids are there, so clearly there's not going to be any sexual hanky-panky going on, at least out in the open. But I imagine there's all kinds of interesting things that go on in the hotel rooms after hours. Can only begin to imagine what that's all about.
I guess I cannot imagine. Maybe I don't want to. You know what I mean?
I'm with you.
I want to say something. I've listened to you guys for quite a few months. Are you on just one night a week?
We are for now, okay. Though if you want that to change, I would suggest that you or anybody listening on any radio station contact their local station. And first off, thank the program director for airing Free Talk Live in the first place. And then secondly, ask them very nicely to air more of the show because we do it six nights a week.
In different venues.
Well, no, we're a nationally syndicated show, so we're on, 30-something stations across the country.
Okay.
But some stations pick us up for the Saturday show, like WSNT does, the station you're listening to in Indianapolis.
Okay, you guys
are great. Some stations take all six nights, some stations just do weeknights. So it really just, it depends on what works best for the station. And most of our affiliates know that we're here for them if they need something during the week. So it's sort of like the Saturday show gets our foot in the door, if you will, and then listeners like you that really like what they hear, contact the station and let them know what they think.
Okay. You guys are polite, articulate, intelligent, etc. Your screener is great. He was very, very nice and funny.
Well, and we like to, we like to talk about interesting things. And of course, I find people to be absolutely fascinating. I can't stand the kind of talk radio with the political name dropping, the Hillary Clinton did this, and John Edwards did this, and Rush Limbaugh, and blah, blah, blah.
I would have liked it better if Fetus would have called in and accused Hillary Clinton of being a furry.
Maybe he saw her at a convention or something like that.
Yeah, that'd be great.
Yeah.
Good story.
Kathy, thanks for the call. We appreciate hearing from you tonight, and hopefully you'll call the station and tell them thanks. 800-259-9231, because not all talk radio has to exist. It's like some of the people in the world of talk radio seem to think that talk radio has to exist in certain categories. Like it either has to be right or left wing political stuff,
we aren't either.
No, we're not either. Or it has to be like all pop culture hot talk.
Yes. Yeah.
TNA, Britney Spears, that kind of nonsense. And or I guess the other side of that is maybe business talk or something like
sports.
That. Sports talk. But really, I mean, there's something else out there, and that's this show. 800-259-9231. Let's go and talk this time to Fenris in Texas. Fenris, listening in Second Life. Hello there.
Hello, how are you?
Hey, what's on your mind tonight? Good.
Yeah, earlier you mentioned that people have animosity towards furries. I mean, the reason I think that is simply because we react to it.
But the furries react. So you are a furry as well, is what you're saying.
Yes, I am.
Okay, so it's once again, those people that don't like the furries are trying to get a reaction, and they get it from the furries who get very upset, that sort of thing, Fenris?
Exactly. I mean, if the majority of us ignore them like if we just didn't care, then it would stop. But that's the problem is that we create drama. We're entertainment.
Hmm. So, Fenris, are you gay too?
No, I'm straight.
Really?
A straight furry. Okay.
Do you find
it's a rarity, but it happens.
It is rare? It's rare?
Well,
I'm asking you, is it rare?
Well, actually, I have some stats in front of me from a site called Visi.com.
God knows, apparently, we couldn't live without that. Lay it on me.
Apparently, a quarter of us are heterosexual, another quarter of us homosexual, and 50% bisexual.
So it doesn't really matter as long as they're in a fursuit.
actually, that's also something worth noting is fursuiting is kind of exaggerated.
Okay.
What do you mean?
Has Anthrocon been mentioned yet?
No, but he mentioned a different convention. That's
one
of the other conventions, right?
Anyway, yes, there's a larger convention called Anthrocon. has about 3,000 people attending. About 200 attendees wore fursuits.
Fursuit owners are a minority amongst furries, is what you're saying?
Yeah, pretty much.
Is it true? So, like, fursuit people are sort of the people that have taken their furriness to the maximum, basically, right?
Yeah, that's a good way to put it, I guess. partly.
And also, I imagine they're probably fairly expensive because, as he mentioned earlier, you have to have one commissioned. It's not like you can just go to a costume store and find one of these things. They're custom made. So, what would it cost to get a full fursuit? I mean, a custom made fursuit for you.
Well, I've seen many different prices. They can be as little as $300 and go up to $2,000, sometimes even more.
Wow. Depending on the intricacy and the material and that sort of thing.
Yep.
Interesting. Now, when did you get into the furry thing? And do you think, like the last caller or the last furry that was on the line, that it has something to do with being exposed to a whole lot of cartoons as a kid?
I've been in the fandom since about 2002, and yeah, that is part of the answer. Also, you can get the interest through literature like Narnia or.
Hmm.
Or even comic books like R. Spiegelman's Mouse.
So, like a Narnia where young people are interacting with animals and able to speak to them.
Talking lions
and, that sort of thing.
Talking beavers and whatnot.
Here's another aspect. We're short on time, but here's one other interesting aspect. Have you come across the furries that believe they have like a, sort of like the Indians used to think, they've got sort of an animal alter ego? Or some sort of animal guide, you know what I mean?
Actually, yes. That's how I got into the fandom in the first place.
Really?
Yes.
So do you have an animal guide?
No.
Oh.
Well, how did you get into the fandom if that's not something you believe necessarily?
Well, part of the reason why you might have worn that pentagram when you were in high school, because there was something about it that interested you, some sort of romantic appeal, I guess.
A romantic appeal?
Okay, that's a poor way to put it.
It tickles his interest.
Yeah. Okay. Fascinating stuff.
Yeah,
fascinating. We're out of time, my friend, but thank you for the call. We appreciate it. 800-259-9231. How about that, Mark? This is, Free Talk Live. Anything goes. One call rolls into the beginning of an hour. We spend an hour talking with people about this fascinating...
I think I'm a furryophobe.
...subculture in America called the furry. More on the way, including the Los Angeles Police Department. Serious issue. They're going to map the Muslims.
Do you need a new computer, but don't seem to have the money to buy one? Is your credit stopping you from buying the newest computers that you need today? Then My Computer Club is your answer to buy that new computer or laptop now and pay for it later. Finance top quality new computers and laptops and hundreds of other electronics. There are no credit checks, no turndowns. If you're 18 years or older and have proof of income, you're approved. Prices start at just $22 a month. Go to mypccredit.com and finance your new computer today. That's mypccredit.com.
Are your Federal Reserve notes looking for a safe haven? Mine found it in precious metals. Not paper promises, but actual gold in my possession. It is liquid, it is private, it owes no one, it cannot go bankrupt, and it maintains its purchasing power. Find your answer at Midas Resources. That's 1-800-686-2237. The answer is at 1-800-686-2237.